to ask you something. Are you tired of going down that same old lonesome road? And you want to get rid of your heavy load? Come to Jesus. He's waiting with his arms wide open.
Gonna see some trouble. Yeah, the weary. Y'all come on and clap those hands. Oh, my Lord. Lord, you know that I'm your child. And I'm doing the best that I can. While my way is so hard, you know I just don't. To hold my hand, I can't make it without you, Lord. I need you to hold my hand. Y'all come on and clap those hands. Listen, as I travel from place to place, many times I'm treated so bad. When I sit and think about that,
somebody needs you, need you for a lawyer. Somebody. In the name of gonna give him praise right now. Just begin to stand on his word. Say,
I know the Lord will provide all of my needs.
Cause he's Jehovah Jireh. Say,
I know the Lord will make a way for me.
He's a way maker, miracle worker.
Johnson, I really appreciate you letting me sing on your record. It really means a lot to me. And we are Christians and we are gospel singers and we travel and we sing to people that's suffering every day. So we must encourage them and tell them that God will restore what they have lost. Listen here. If you've lost a lot of valuable things and that made you give up on your dreams, I want to let you know the same thing happened to me too. But I got a word right here I want to share with you. God will
restore
everything you lost. Listen, you will get back everything double. That's for you because of your troubles. I want to let you know that the devil, you can't can't win. Don't fool yourself, because he never been your friend. Lord, we
restore.
Yes. He will
work it out.
Watch the Lord.
Watch him work it out.
Let him go.
He's real to me. know the Lord, He's real to me. Hey, yeah. Oh, sometimes when I'm feeling down, no one around, Jesus is a friend.
Yeah.
another day. The question is, oh, the question is,
when I come to the end of myself. heavy when it's dark and dark here. So clearly I will lift my eyes to the years from whence my help comes. My help it comes from you. Lead me, oh, lead me, oh, lead me to where I've never been before, a place I've never seen before. When I come to the end of myself,
Harry. Thank you. to bed for your daily bread. Don't forget to pray. You can awake to a beautiful morning. When you've got trouble, remember this warning and pray until judgment day. God's the devil to blame if you never
open up your good book. Psalms 23, brothers and sisters, won't you listen to me? You gotta get ready when you got misery. Fall on your bending knees. Call on the Lord and he'll set you free. Free from all evil. Chase the devil when you got worn out shoes. And you got worries too. Call on the Lord and he'll give you good news. That's the thing to do.
Thank you. Holy Ghost power start moving down inside. Yeah, to make you wanna cry. When the Holy Ghost power, I take that full control. Joy, unspeakable joy will be burning in your soul. I wanna feel the power
of the Holy Ghost.
I came to sin tonight.
Of the Holy Ghost. I wanna feel the power of the Holy Ghost.
Feel it.
Yeah.
Let me say this one more time. Listen. I said the power of the Holy Ghost.
Ah! Hallelujah. this thing that's troubling me.
Danger night pass,
yes it has.
Raging tempest, it's all I may be getting ready. Or I may be already gone, because I just stopped by on my way home. If you call me in the morning and I fail to answer my phone, it could be that I'm getting ready, and it could be that I'm already gone, because I just stopped by on my way home. Y'all don't mind, tell them I
just stopped by.
Oh,
I just stopped by.
I just stopped by. I got a few more
just stop by.
Weary days and then
just stop by.
I gotta move on
just stop by.
To my heavenly home
just stop by.
I didn't come here. I didn't come here to say few more rising of the sun, and I'll be gone the other way. I'm going up there where there be no more suffering, no more pain. Everybody be calling on his name. No more giving a right when I've done no wrong. No more crying, no more all alone. I'll be gone on. I didn't come here to say I just stopped by.
Just stopped by.
I just stopped by here.
Just
stopped by. Man and born of a woman.
Just
stopped by. Bible tell me it's just a few days.
Just stopped by.
And after a while.
Just stopped by.
When my name been called. When this old tabernacle done shut down, I gotta move on to my heavenly home. I won't have to worry about getting up in the morning. I won't have to worry about laying down at night. It's gonna be day.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc.
along with Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m. where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Hit the way.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. We tell God thank you, yes, for another brand new day that He has made. I tell God thank you because He is the same God today that He was on yesterday. He's the same God today that He will be forevermore. And I tell God, thank you for His Son Jesus being the Almighty God. Because, see, the Word of God let us know that in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning. That let me know that Jesus was here from the very beginning. Even before God created the heaven and the earth, He was with His Father, and I tell God thank you. I know that He is the God that we can trust, the God that we can depend on. Ah, He tells us, put not our trust in man. And He knew who He was because He let us know that He is the way, the truth, and the life. I tell God thank you for His Son being the way, the truth, and the life. I thank God for this opportunity to come back one more time. I thank God that He has allowed you to come one more time. And I tell God thank you. Father God, we thank you for Your Son Jesus. We thank you for this brand new day. And Father God, I thank you for Your Holy Ghost power. Father God, I thank you for being the God that looked beyond our faults and saw that we needed you. And I tell you, thank you. I thank you for Your Son Jesus coming, going on the cross in the name of Jesus, that He went in the grave, but He didn't stay there in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask that you touch right now, God. Give your people wisdom. Give them understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, those that need you in their life, I ask you to come in, God, and sanctify them wholly in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask you to bless, dear God. Oh, Father God, strengthen in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, give your mind to your people in the name of Jesus, your heart to your people, God. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you for just being God. Oh, Father God, I ask that you purge and cleanse us, God, from all sin and unrighteousness, God, and pour your spirit into us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you for all things. Father God, continue to lead and guide us. Continue to order our steps, God. Oh, Father God, continue to lead, God, one more time. Continue to guide, God. Oh, Father God, as your Son Jesus sit interceding on our behalf, I tell you, thank you, God. Oh, Father God, for your Holy Ghost power that groan on our behalf, I tell you, thank you, God. Oh, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I ask that you bless your leaders in the house, God. Oh, strengthen them, God. I ask that you elevate them even the more, God, in the name of Jesus. Those that are doing your will, God, those that are following you, God, strengthen them with your Holy Ghost power, God. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you for all things, great and small, God. I ask you to go into the hospitals, God. Continue to move with your healing power. Continue to move with your miracle-working power, dear God. Oh, Father God, touch those that need a touch from you, God. Oh, Father God, in the hedges and highways, God, let your anointing rest, God. In the name of Jesus, I tell you, thank you for all things. voice in your son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God, thank you for this brand new day that he has made. I tell God, thank you for being the same God today that he was on yesterday. I thank God for being our healer, being our deliverer, and being the miracle worker. And it don't just stop there. Everything that we need him to be, he will be. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for being the word that we can speak to ourselves, and that word will deliver, that word will elevate, that word will call Satan under subjection to our Heavenly Father. And I tell God, thank you for all things. We thank God for all that he is doing. God is proving himself that he is the way maker. And I tell God, thank you. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. And prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. We invite you to come out and worship with us. Your home church come first, but we invite you to come out and worship with us. And on Tuesdays nights at 7 o'clock, we have Bible study, excluding the third Tuesday night, because on the third Tuesday, this Tuesday coming up, we will have noonday prayer. We ask you to come out, go in prayer with us. When you finish, you can leave or you can stay. But I encourage you on third Tuesday, whether you be at your house or somebody else's house, go into the Word of God, because it's the Word that strengthens us. It's the Word that keeps us. And as we already know, Jesus was the Word. And I thank God for his son Jesus. And as you come to join us on Tuesdays and Thursdays, on the first and third Tuesday, Pastor Michael Austin, the pastor of Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church, come at 9:30 to join us. We ask you to tune in on the first and third Tuesdays to hear the man of God as he bring forth the word and do what God has charged him to do. And on the second and fourth Tuesdays and on Thursdays, yours truly brings the word of teaching. And I tell God, thank you. And if God allow me to have a guest, I thank God for the guests that come and share the word, that share their books, whatever God have gifted them and given them. I thank God for them coming to share with us. I thank God for all things, because, see, everybody is somebody. Your gift might be this, their gifts might be different, but we all have a work to do for God. And we tell God, thank you for all things, because without him, nothing is possible. But I thank God for all that he is doing. We ask you to govern yourselves to the announcements and continue to tune in to NFI Radio. I thank God for this opportunity to come and teach the word of God. As we come on today, we will be finished talking about Jesus as Lord. I thank God for his son Jesus. And not only is Jesus our Lord, but we see that God the Father is our Lord. We see that God's son Jesus is our Lord. I tell God, thank you for the both of them, and that the Holy Ghost is there dwelling with them. And we've already established that as we accept Jesus as our Lord and our Savior, and I know sometimes people hear the word master, and they don't want to hear that Jesus is our Lord and master, because he is our everything that we need. He is our Godhead. He is the one that I got to be obedient to. He is the one that you got to be obedient to. As he is our Lord, it don't make us small. It doesn't put us in slavery. But we are, as a son of God, I am sold out to Jesus. And I will only do what Jesus said to do. The word of God let us know we can't serve two masters. I can't let Jesus be my Lord sometime and the other time Satan be my Lord and I do what he say to do. But as a son of God that serves God, only Jesus Christ and his Father and the Holy Ghost, either of us will be our Lord. We won't follow nothing or nobody else. And I tell God thank you. As Jesus is our Lord, we know that he has authority in heaven and here on earth. As he is our Lord, we know that he is the Lord of the Sabbath. And I tell God thank you. And as he is our Lord, we know that he is the Lord of lords. When you're serving him, he is the Lord of lords. Can't nobody else take his place. And Jesus referred to himself as Lord in the word of God. And when he did that, he knew who he was and what he had come to do. And his disciples and the apostles referred to him as Lord, because they knew that Jesus had all power. And they knew that they were going to honor him. They knew that they would be obedient to him. And as he is our Lord, we must be obedient to him. We got to serve him with our whole heart. And as he is our Lord, I thank God for Jesus. He taught us that as he is Lord and he is meek, we have to be meek. I tell God thank you for his humility. He was divine, yes, and he was human. But I thank God that he knew who he was. He knew whose he was. And he knew he came to do a work that his Father had charged to him. But guess what? He knew that he was God as well. When you know that you know who Jesus is, you know that you can't be connected to Jesus unless you are connected to the Father. And I tell God thank you. As we go back into the teaching, we see that Jesus, with his sweet self, was humbled, and he taught us humility and to be meek and humble. As we look at the word of God, John 13, verse 14, it said, "If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet." I thank God for his son Jesus being humble enough to get down and wash his disciples' feet. As he washed their feet, he did it out of love and devotion. He was teaching us that we gotta love and we gotta do the work that he has come to do. As he washed their feet, I tell God thank you. He's teaching us that we got to be obedient to him. If we look at John 13 and 13, he said, "Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am." He's letting us know that, yes, he is our Master and our Lord. If he is humble enough and he is divine, he is the one that was there with his Father in the beginning, that he is the Lord and Master of all of heaven and of earth, that we should do as he have called us to do. If we acknowledge that he is our Lord and he is our Master, if you're a son of God, you're going to be obedient to him. And as he set the example to wash each other's feet. In verse 15, he said, "For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done to you." Jesus teaching us his way. It don't make us a nobody to wash each other's feet, but it shows that we are obedient to the word of God. If Jesus did it, we can do it. I thank God that as he proved himself who he was, he let us know that we must do what he has done. I tell God thank you for his son Jesus, that as we go down on our feet, on our knees, to wash each other's feet, that don't make us a nobody. And why? Sometimes people might think that, but if we look at the word of God, we're going to go to Matthew 19, verse 30, to show that being humble is a good thing. Matthew 19, verse 30 say, "But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first." As we look at that, the ones that are first are usually those because of their wealth, maybe because of their education, their status, their position, their talents, that the world hold them to high esteem. They are somebody. I might just be a little person to stay around the corner, but the word of God let us know that the last might and shall be first, because sometimes people look at the last as those that don't have a title behind their name, that don't have a lot of talents. But I'm one that believes if you take that one talent and use it, that God gets all of the glory. Might not have but a little bit of money, but if you love God with your whole heart, you're going to do what he have called you to do. And I tell God thank you that when we look at the first being last and the last being first, there are times that people don't think that you are somebody. But when you know that you know who you are and whose you are, that you belong to the King, to the Master, to the Lord, and you live a holy and righteous life, and you serve him with your whole heart, you will get to see him in heaven. And I tell God, thank you. Man might think that you are nobody, but in the eyesight of God, you are somebody, because God values his people. He ain't looking at our outward appearance. He is looking at our hearts. If we have sincerity in our hearts, if our hearts appear, if we have love in our hearts, I tell God thank you that God loves us, not because we got money, but because of our hearts, the purity, the love. You can have money, you can have riches, you can have titles, and not be connected to the word. But if you are connected to Jesus and you love him with your whole heart, one thing that I do know, that when he come back to claim his church, and I ain't talking about the building, I'm talking about our hearts, and that we have served him. We have been obedient to him. This is a journey that we have to live each and every day. It's not a Sunday journey. It's not a Bible study night journey. But it's a journey that we live every day. And I tell God, thank you. When he is our Lord, he is our Savior, we will to him. As Jesus is our Lord, you're going to commit yourself to obey him. I tell God, thank you. If we look at John Luke 6, verse 46. The word of God is true. And as we stand on the word of God and we live the word, Luke 6, verse 46. It said, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" I tell God, thank you, that we can't call him Lord if we are being disobedient to him. We must be obedient to our Heavenly Father in every area of our life. As we are obedient to him, we will do what he say to do. As we look at Matthew 7, verse 21, it say, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." If we are not doing the will of God and being obedient to him, we won't get to see him in heaven. The word of God said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord." There are a lot of people that call him Lord and that say he is my Lord and Savior. But if they have not turned from their wicked ways and confessed with their tongues that Jesus died, that he is Lord, they will not get to see him in heaven. This is a job, a work that we have to do every day. Don't get paid money for that job that we do, but we have the right to eternal life in heaven. We have the right to see him in peace. I tell God thank you for his son Jesus. We find that as we are obedient to God and we do everything that he has called us to do, we get to see him in peace. As we acknowledge Jesus as our Lord, we have to succumb and be submissive to his authority. We can't override him, can't overtalk him, but we can do his will and witness about him. I tell God thank you for his son Jesus, because if he is our Lord, guess what? He owns us. I tell God thank you. And as he is our Lord, he gets to lead and to guide us. He gets to chastise us when we are wrong. As he is our Lord, when we are unruly, if he so desire, he get to pull us back in order. Why? Because he is our Lord, and he has say-so over our lives. We can't tell him what to do, but he can order our steps and lead and guide us. I tell God thank you for his son Jesus. If we say that Jesus is Lord, did you know that we got to have an understanding of what that means? Because, see, this is a journey that we live. We don't just talk it. We can't just read it. We have to be doers of the word. We got to know who he is. If we look at 1 Corinthians 12, verse 3, and the word of God says, "Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus a curse, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost." I tell God thank you for the Holy Ghost of God. As we have a relationship with God and he is Lord, listen to this. It said, Paul begins to discuss on spiritual gifts with the truth that the gifts and manifestations conviction of the Holy Spirit will exalt Jesus as Lord of our lives and of the church. As Jesus is our Lord, the Holy Spirit has to be in our lives also. The gifts of the Spirit, the spiritual gifts, come by way of the Holy Ghost. If you would read 1 Corinthians 12, verses 7, starting there, and read through verse 11, it talk about the spiritual gifts. And I tell God thank you for the teaching that the Word gives. When we serve God with our whole hearts, the Holy Spirit has to be indwelled in us. Remember, Satan was in heaven, but he got kicked out when he tried to override God. We can talk this all we want to, but without the Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside, leading and guiding us, I tell God, thank you. We can't earnestly call God Lord and Savior. He said, how can you call me Lord, Lord, and not do what I say? I tell God, thank you. When we talk about Jesus is Lord, we know that he is the truth, he is the way, he is the life. And did you know there are people who don't acknowledge that Jesus is Lord? Because as we look at the Word of God, we see that he is our Messiah, but he's more than our Savior. He is the Lord of all. And see, he can't be our Savior and not be our Lord. Did y'all know that? I tell God, thank you, that when we submit unto truth, and he is the truth, knowing that God have exalted his Son, that he put him in the highest place and gave him that name, Jesus. I tell God, thank you. One more scripture. If we look at Philippians 2, so you would know that I'm telling you the truth. Verses 9 through 11. It says, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. I tell God, thank you. When we serve the true and living God, we know that God exalted him, his Son. Man did not do that. God exalted his Son. And he gave him a name of Jesus. And at that name, Jesus, every knee should bow. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I thank God for his Son, Jesus, being my Lord. And I look at it this way. He is Lord of lords and King of kings. And people sometimes speak his name. But I want to encourage you to get a true relationship with him so that he will be your Lord of lords. Unless you serve him, unless you are obedient to him, he is not your Lord of lords. It's important to know that you serve him with your whole heart. It's important to know that everything that you do and you are obedient to him, that him being Jesus, that him being God in it, him being the Holy Ghost, that lets you know that you are not obedient to Satan and that Jesus will be your Lord of Lords. I tell God, thank you. Study the word. Trust God. Live the word of God. Do you really know if he's your Lord and Lord? Do you really know that he is there for you? And one other question, ask yourself. See, this journey is personal. If Jesus is your Lord, how do you know? God bless you, God bless you, God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer.
What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend.
Sometimes it didn't happen. Take these burdens and give us one last night. So here I am. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. You make us feel so good.
Thank you. Thank you.